Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There has been new life discovered in the Dead Sea. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It almost seems like a contradiction of terms to read the headline for this story that life, in fact, new life, has been discovered in the Dead Sea by a team of Israeli and German scientists, and this report comes at a time when the Dead Sea is dangerously low due to evaporation of the salty Dead Sea water. Deep beneath the seabed of a body of water long believed incapable of sustaining life, Israeli scientists have found deep freshwater springs, and German scientists have discovered microorganisms growing on the seafloor. While researchers have known for decades that the Dead Sea is a misnomer, the rich variety of life evidenced in the underwater springs and the microorganisms at the bottom of the Dead Sea may lead to new life for this body of water. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Freshwater springs at the bottom of the Dead Sea and newly discovered microorganisms in this body of water set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For a number of years, I have been reporting on the death of the Dead Sea as this famous body of water has been going down in level almost 3 feet per year. There have been major discoveries that may also be used to save the Dead Sea from death. These underwater springs and even the microorganisms discovered by the marine scientist could well be a lifeline needed for this project. What is so interesting to a student of Bible prophecy is that two ancient Jewish prophets foretold of fresh water flowing into the Dead Sea and making this body of water, which is 10 times saltier than any ocean on earth, a freshwater lake. Zechariah wrote of what happens after Jesus Christ returns to the earth, how living waters flow from Jerusalem to the former sea in the text, which is the Dead Sea. That's Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 8. Ezekiel, in the 47th chapter of his prophecy, wrote of water flowing from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, actually from the temple itself, down the Kidron Valley all the way to the Dead Sea. That's Ezekiel 47 verses 1 to 8. Verse 8 reveals that the salt water in the Dead Sea will be healed, and the fishermen will dry their fishing nets at En-Gedi. The Dead Sea will indeed be healed. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...